Chapter 13, The Return of Christ. In another vision, I saw the coming of the Lord. I heard his call like the sound of a trumpet and the voice of an archangel. The whole earth shook, and out of the graves came the righteous dead to meet their Lord in the air. For what seemed like hours, I heard the trumpets blaring. The earth and the sea gave up their dead. The Lord Jesus Christ stood atop the clouds in vestments of fire and beheld the glorious scene. I heard the sound of trumpets again. As I watched, those who were alive and remained on the earth ascended to meet them. I saw the redeemed as millions of points of light converging on a gathering place in the sky. There the angels gave them robes of purest white. There was great rejoicing. It was the angels' responsibility to serve, and they were everywhere, giving special attention to the risen ones. New glorified bodies were given to the redeemed, and they were transformed as they passed through the air. Millions were gathered before the throne, and I saw angels as they brought the books from which judgment was read. There was the mercy seat, and rewards were given to many. Then, as I watched in astonishment, darkness covered the face of the earth, and demon forces went everywhere. Countless evil spirits were loosed from their prison and spilled forth onto the earth. I saw an angry beast, and he poured his venom upon all the earth. Hell shook in its fury, and from a bottomless pit came swarming hordes of evil creatures to blacken the earth with their vast numbers. Men and women ran crying into the hills, the caves, and the mountains, and there were wars upon the earth, and famine and death. An angel announced, "Hear, O earth, the king is coming." Then the King of Kings and Lord of Lords appeared in the sky. With him in glorious splendor were the saints of all ages, clad in purest white. Then the angels put in their sickles and harvested the ripened grain, which is the end of the world. I thought, we must love one another, for surely the king is coming.